This is Akashvani, the news read by R.S. Raghu. Prime Minister Narendra Modi addressed the outreach session on forging new partnerships and rebuilding international solidarity at the G7 summit in Evian, France. Ministry of External Affairs informed that during the session, the Prime Minister underscored the importance of trust in building international partnerships, especially in an increasingly interconnected world. During the meeting, the Prime Minister also highlighted that India has always followed a humanity-first approach. He said, "This is reflected in India-led initiatives such as the International Solar Alliance, the Coalition for Disaster Resilient Infrastructure, the Global Biofuel Alliance, Mission Life, and the Ek Ped Maak Naam campaign." The Prime Minister further added that this inclusive approach has also led India to be the first responder when natural disasters have struck various parts of the world, be it a cyclone in Sri Lanka, earthquake in Afghanistan, floods in Mozambique, or hurricane in Jamaica. Speaking about India's inclusive and sustainable growth, Mr. Modi elaborated that its mantra of Sarvajan Hitai Sarvajan Sukhai has led to appreciable results in fostering financial inclusion, health security, digital identity, technology-led empowerment of people, and women-led development. The Prime Minister also noted that international partnerships should move beyond the donor-recipient paradigm to one of solidarity and equal ownership. Meanwhile, Prime Minister Narendra Modi held a series of bilateral meetings with the world leaders, including Canadian Prime Minister Mark Carney, British Prime Minister Keir Starmer, and UAE President Sheikh Mohammed bin Zayed Al Nahyan, on the sidelines of G7 summit. Ministry of External Affairs said that during the meeting, Prime Minister Modi and his Canadian counterpart Mark Carney welcomed the positive momentum in India-Canada relations and reaffirmed their commitment to building a forward-looking strategic partnership. During his talks with British Prime Minister Keir Starmer, Mr. Modi said, "The past year had been outstanding for India-UK relations." In a social media post, he said, "The trade deal between the two countries has opened several new avenues for economic cooperation." Prime Minister Modi also met UAE President Sheikh Mohammed bin Zayed Al Nahyan. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said, "The two leaders discussed India-UAE cooperation across various sectors and explored ways to further strengthen the comprehensive strategic partnership." Mr. Modi also met President of Kenya William Ruto. Mr. Modi said that India and Kenya share a long-standing partnership anchored in the aspirations of the Global South. He reiterated that both India and Kenya remain committed to working together for the well-being of the people. Prime Minister Modi also met Egyptian President Abdel Fattah al-Sisi. He reaffirmed that India deeply values its long-standing friendship with Egypt. Mr. Modi also met Japanese Prime Minister Sane Takayuki. He emphasized that India and Japan will continue to deepen ties in diverse sectors with a priority on trade and investment. Prime Minister Modi also met South Korean President Lee Jae-myung. He said that both nations are working together in trade, commerce, and many other futuristic sectors. Today, a key engagement during the summit will be PM Modi's meeting with US President Donald Trump. Union Home Minister Amit Shah yesterday chaired a review meeting on the rehabilitation of slums in New Delhi. During the meeting, Mr. Shah said, "Delhi Slum and JJ Cluster Rehabilitation and Relocation Policy 2026 has been finalized and directed the Delhi government to notify it at the earliest." India Meteorological Department IMD has forecast thunderstorms accompanied by lightning and gusty winds over Delhi, Haryana, Chandigarh, Punjab, Himachal Pradesh and Uttar Pradesh for today. Iran yesterday said that the deal to end the war with the United States would also require Israel to withdraw from Lebanon. Iranian Foreign Minister Abbas Araghchi said Israel's continued occupation of southern Lebanon would violate the Memorandum of Understanding reached between the United States and Iran. And that is the end of this news bulletin.